שלום, אנחנו לומדים את ההקדמה לתלמוד עשר הספירות של בעל הסולם. אנחנו נמצאים באות
יוד. Hello, we're studying the introduction to the study of the ten spherot of בעל הסולם. We are on item 14. You can, as always, ask questions on Kab.tv. Relevant questions may be aired during the lesson. Rav, go ahead.
Yes, I said this not once, that this is the most inclusive, most important introduction, because really, Baal HaSulam invested many forces in it, and depicted there within this introduction pictures and discernments that are such that we cannot find anywhere else. It's very important and spiritual, but of course it doesn't replace everything, but you could say that this is the first amongst all the introductions and articles in the vastness of the things that are mentioned here. We need to read it a few times, maybe understand a little, and then we will see what this introduction truly is. But what I'm asking is for you to relate to it in seriousness and with respect. Please.
Item 10. We're reading in item 10. The Zohar writes about the verse, and God said that let there be light, and there was light. Let there be light for this world, and let there be light for the next world. This means that the works of creation were created in their full stature and form, as our sages said, meaning in their fullest glory and perfection. Accordingly, the light that was created on the first day emerged in all its perfection, which contains the life of this world too, in utter pleasantness and gentleness, as expressed in the words, let there be light.
Meaning to start with, the Creator created the opposite form to us, the last possible form, the complete form, complete correction, as it is written that the deed of Exodus was made in all of its depictions and in all of its levels. But meaning to prepare a workplace for us in order to attain the whole eternal life, he concealed it and brought us to an opposite form through the concealment, as we wanted to remove this concealment and see what the Creator created to start with.
Hence, they said in their pure words, let there be light for this world. However, it did not remain so, but rather, let there be light for the next world. In other words, they who practice Torah and Mitzvot Lishma are rewarded with it only at the end of correction, the end of days, after the end of the purification of their body in the path of Torah. Then they are rewarded with the great light in this world too. As our sages said, Rav, we don't hear.
Meaning after a person purifies his will to receive through the masach, the restriction, the masach, and the returning light by rising to the degree of bestowal. And this is called faith above reason, bestowal above reception. Then he merits seeing, feeling that reality which the Creator created. And we are now in concealment, in an opposite manner, completely, very concealed, very dark, where we don't understand nor feel anything, and we need to do here from our state all kinds of actions in order to rise to the true state, meaning to remove this concealment and discover the true world. And then we will receive that world that the Creator created. Yes?
As our sages said, you will see your world in your life.
As we need to discover the true world that the Creator created in my lifetime, meaning here, in this life here, we need to discover Him. How do we do this? By learning by those means that the Creator prepared for us. This is the group, this is the reforming light, all those things should be to our, will, should be at our service. No questions, and we'll continue.
Item 11. However, we find and see in the words of the sages of the Talmud that they've made the path of Torah easier for us than the sages of the Mishnah. This is because they said one should always practice the Torah and mitzvot, even in lo lishma. And from lo lishma, he will come to lishma, since the light in it reforms him. Thus, they have provided us with a new means instead of the penance presented in the above mentioned Mishnah, the light in the Torah. It bears sufficient power to reform one and bring him to practice Torah and mitzvot lishma.
Meaning we can advance and purify ourselves from our ego, which is bothering us and standing between us and the truth, in a manner that we enter great sufferings and through blows and sufferings we come to disconnecting from our egos. But there, we're told there's another way, and it's more successful. And why? Because we're told that we're egoists. We can't withstand our ego. We can't stand against ourselves and work in such a way. Therefore, we can draw something that comes to us from above. It's called the reforming light. And it will work upon us and do this work, disconnect us from our ego, and then we will be able, through this light, get sanctified, be corrected, and slowly, slowly, gradually come closer to the world of truth. Please.
They did not mention penance here, but only that engagement in Torah and mitzvot alone provides one with the light that reforms, so that one may engage in Torah and mitzvot in order to bring contentment to his maker and not at all for his own pleasure. And this is called lishma.
I still see questions only from Kiev. Kiev 1.
Kiev 1. Вот то, что он здесь пишет, вот это исправление лишма.
What he writes here, the correction of lishma, what you talked about, that the desire is corrected by the masach.
Of course, it's the same thing. The masach is the force of resistance to our ego, as we want to rise above it, from malchut to bina, from the degree of reception to the degree of bestowal, from within reason to faith above reason. It's the same thing, just many synonyms.
You said that by the masach, the desire is purified. I wanted to ask how. We always rise to a different state, then the desire itself remains.
At first we just rise above our egos, and later we even begin to work with our ego, also in receiving in order to bestow. We invert it to a help against me. At first we do the restriction, tzimtzum, and then we rise in the restrictions above our egos. And then later when we rose above our ego, we can take it in pieces and also move it to the degree of bestowal. PT
25.
It's written that the sages made this additional means that's easier. How can it be that it depends on the sages of the Talmud that they can provide easier means because our ego, what are these weird privileges that are suddenly added?
The question is very right. You're right. It's not privileges, but it's a matter of the generations. In the generation of the Mishnah, they did corrections, and corrections we do upon the whole Kli of Adam HaRishon, since it is all one integral system, and then they came to a state in which no longer corrections are needed to be done through eating a piece of bread and laying on the ground, but rather that the corrections can be done by that light which can be received from the system, since the system was acquired somewhat, and that light can shine to the whole system and through it come to a state of the reforming light. Meaning, they don't need the preceding penance and mortifications and life of sorrow, but rather it's sufficient already to just have the reforming light. Therefore, you can live today in any state that you want, with money and honor and all that you want. But if you study in the right way, in an external way, you don't need any change. You're not obliged with any change. All that you need is, it's enough for you to invest yourself in connection with people, well, in spiritual work, to learn, to connect, and correct. And all that has to do with your beast, with your animalistic self, is no longer taken into account. The reforming light corrects the Adam, the human in you. Because prior to that, you had to come to your soul through the beastly part in you. You shall eat a piece of bread with salt and drink some water and lay down on the ground, live a life of sorrow, and so on. No, that's not needed. You don't need to cancel anything from the situation. It's not because the ego grew and they were not capable of withstanding such penances. There may be something in that, but the main thing is, and he explains this later, is because the reforming light that was arranged, that was corrected by the sages of the Mishnah.
Can we say that other sages like the Ari, Baal HaSulam, and other Kabbalists are correcting and the work and making it easier in different ways?
Certainly every generation does corrections on its layer and makes the spiritual work easier for the next generation. We see this also in corporeality. We are enjoying today our corporeal life because the hard work that our ancestors did before us. That's how it is in spirituality. Okay. USA Northeast.
Есть такое ощущение, что раньше уменьшали свои потребности для того, чтобы
провести. There is such a feeling that first we We minimized our demands in order to do the work. Now we have a need to work, and our needs themselves are being restricted.
You could say that, but it's not that we're obliged. I don't need to be concerned with that. If I'm immersed in spiritual work, all the rest of the things, there's no problem. Let them be what they are. The main thing is to draw the reforming light, and it corrects everything. Let the light do its work. That's it. Because in truth, the previous generations, where they had a small will to receive, just the beginning of the corrections of the shattered system of Adam HaRishon, and corrections are always from the light to the heavy, so though they were very big, they were great, but they corrected small things, and therefore their corrections were closer to the degree of animal in us. Whereas now, since the time of the Ari onwards, especially, we are correcting the speaking part in us. And accordingly, we see also the world is entering a new degree of development. This is how it works. Moscow
3.
Rav, in order to perform the spiritual work in the group, to pray, whatever spiritual work it is, we have to have a greatness of the Creator. How to make it so that person will always feel that?
That all depends on the group. There is no other reason that could awaken you to work with the Creator but the environment. Hungary.
Can I ask what is the special correction for this generation, for our generation?
מהו התיקון המיוחד של הדור שלנו?
מה שאנחנו עושים?
What we're doing, rising above reason. That's the correction. The entire correction is in that. And in that we will draw all those that stand behind us, the billions of people, to also come close to that, as much as possible. But you will see how the correction is when we do it in a global manner, it will draw everyone in such a way that they will all start to understand and feel that only through this they have salvation from all their problems and troubles and the attainment of the purpose of life for everyone. PT 13.
During the time of Mishnah, it was possible to attain spirituality through self-mortifications. You even said that in the Eastern teachings, where they limit themselves, that it's not possible. So is there a difference in those teachings in terms of spiritual methods, and why is it not possible today?
Because the will to receive that we need to correct now, we correct it layer after layer, and it turns out that the will to receive changes, and that today it is so different, so much more cunning, high, deep, that we need the reforming light for it and not just mortifications and penances. No physical actions today can be activated in order to merit spiritual corrections, actual true ones. Although there are nevertheless limitations and all kinds of things, but they're not the main thing. They are not the main essence. It's mostly pure spiritual work within a person. It's more difficult. It's not easy. When you're engaging also in all kinds of corporeal actions, then it seems to you that you're already in spirituality, and it works on you. It has an influence on you also upon the whole, all the processes of thought and desire. If you're in a society, a special society, you do certain ceremonies and you consider certain things that are important and enjoy it, but actually that is not what corrects a person. It could help somewhat in something, especially to people, to small people, to the general folk. They like this ceremonial stuff and this kind of work, but the main thing is all clarified in thought. And here the question is whether I need to do the corporeal actions so that they will also have an action and operate upon the thought, and in the thought I scrutinize spirituality, or can I do it without that, without all those rituals? This depends on a person and something that we will scrutinize along the way. Italy too.
Buongiorno Rav. Purificare il proprio corpo.
Hello, Rav. Describing your body, does that mean working in the ten so that the light that reforms changes the feelings in that body?
Certainly, the light that comes changes everything for us. It changes for us the picture of this world. It changes how we feel ourselves, everything. We are in a state in which that upper light, which shines on the desire, our original desire, depicts to us this world and the spiritual world down to the every detail there is. It's all given in the light that shines to us. Clear, yes? Okay. Zichron 1.
Shalom Rav. Ketuv mitzad echad olamcha tireh b'chayecha, sheze lichora olam hazeh.
Rav, it is said you should see your world in your life, which is seemingly in this world. On the other hand, a person might not finish his correction in this life cycle and have to continue it and do it in the next life cycle. So he didn't see his world in his life.
I didn't understand the question.
It is said you shall see your world in your life, which I understand means in this life cycle. On the other hand, if I didn't finish the work, that I didn't see this world in my life, then how does it work with the life cycles?
Leave the matter of incarnations, leave it. You don't know anything about that yet. You think that you die and that is all over. It has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with your beastly life. Tel Aviv 1.
Rav, can we say the Torah is the same Torah, only the Masach keeps adding?
Yes, only the Masach is being added, and through the Masach we can also see the upper light, ourselves, and everything in different forms, in different relations. Yes. Turkey 3.
No. Ah, en shila, slicha.
Oh, no question. Sorry. Okay. Then Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Rav. What does a student of yours who is in lo lishma work does to actually work?
One who's not in lo lishma?
Yes.
He tries to reach Lishma?
Sure, that I understand, but what exactly is the work he's doing? What's the Torah and Mitzvot he's doing? If I'm in the morning lesson and do dissemination, that means I'm in Lolishma?
Lolishma means that I have yet to come to the quality of bestowal. That's considered Lolishma, not in Lishma. Not for the sake of the Creator. That's it. But rather, I am still in my ego, and for the sake of my ego, I do all the actions. All my life are just in order to feel something good in my ego. That is called Lolishma. If I arrange myself in a ten, such that I learn together with them how to be with them, how to be devoted to them for their benefit. By that, I am doing exercises of how to come all together when I give myself to them, how to be devoted to the Creator. Above my intellect, above my feelings, despite my ego. And then I come, of course, on the side of the Creator, there's the help against me, the reforming light, which helps me in this. And then I come to a state in which I'm capable, I see that I'm capable of disconnecting from myself and living for them, for the ten. It's just like Rabash writes, that there is nothing in the world but the friends. And then, through this soul devotion towards the ten, I come to a state in which I am in that attitude towards the Creator. That's our work.
So the work in the ten is basically the work to move from Lolishma to Lishma.
Yes, what do I need a ten for? Just for that.
Thank you.
Good. PT2.
So it turns out all of reality is basically established by the corrections that the specific generation must do.
All of our reality includes all those corrections that we have to do that remain for us from those corrections that were done in the previous generations. And therefore, every single generation is worse. Also, as far as its externality, as the external world that he sees as being worse, and also internally, as he sees that the corrections that they have to do in their souls are worse corrections.
And alongside the corrections becoming worse, can we say that there's basically no harder or easier corrections because everything is exactly fit to the ability of our ego?
Yes, of course. According to our preparation, we need to see ourselves this way. Of course, we are not given to correct something that is greater or more difficult than that which was in the previous generations. More cunning, more difficult, but it's in accordance with the conditions that are in us and around us.
We also feel in the process of correction in our generation, the changes, we feel that it feels like the changes are increasing in terms of the pace.
Yes, certainly. That's all correct. Okay?
In our generation, the direction has changed. How do we shift the scale? That devotion, that readiness to detach from corporeality as opposed to the effort I have to put in the ten, my devotion, my integration, is that the potential of this readiness and effort.
I don't understand why you want to know when we work harder, in our generation or in previous generations. What do we care? And what will that help us? Every generation has so many changes relative to the other generation that we can't compare. So say that it's more or less. But we are different. It's not that we're different just like that. We're completely different. So let's leave that. Let's do what we have to do, and that's it. Oh no, thousands of years ago, they did corrections by all kinds of things that were small things. And we today have to do things that are all kinds of circles in the sky to bring the reforming light and to see how it bestows on us. Well, once I was limiting myself by eating bread and water, and I used to live in the yard, and that was for me like a correction. No, it's not like a correction. With that, I wanted to attain the spiritual world, to attain the Creator, and what differentiated between me and spirituality was altogether this small corporeality that I had. So I gave it up. I gave it up. By that, I was then expressing myself, my will to rise above corporeality in order to receive in such a way. Today, rising above my ego, I need to express it in the 10 and through study and through dissemination. And then, from all those things, I can rise above. This is how we do.
Здравствуйте, Рав.
Привет, Гея.
Вопрос. Привет. Вопрос от товарища Рав.
Hello, Rav. A question from a friend. If we in the past needed self-mortifications to attain spirituality, can you explain more clearly what has changed in the human being? Why is it not required?
Today, a person is so corrupted that you can't demand of him to live the life of sorrow. You can't come close to corrections through us limiting ourselves with such things. Imagine to yourself the whole world, because we need not just one nation or one group to bring this correction to. We need to bring this correction to the whole world. Imagine to yourself that the whole world is now in a state in which they limit themselves and live like a dog, where they barely have a shelter to sleep in, and some plate and something there in the plate to eat, some opportune thing that he could eat, and some work that he does, some simple, difficult work. No, there's no such thing. We need to understand that the corrections are in accordance with the generation. They also become more special, more sublime. When you reach from Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel Daled, we are now in the final degree of the corrections. Therefore, we need accordingly corrections of thought, corrections of desire, corrections of relations between people. At last, we're coming to a state where there's no choice but to come to love thy friend as thyself in the adapting humanity to an integral system. That's what we need. And it's not that we need to correct ourselves in our corporeal lives. That's not demanded of us. That is not demanded of us. It's not that corrections go and are added, where once we did preceding of torments, bodily torments, it's not that we were simply limiting ourselves. Back then, it wasn't so hard for a person to sleep instead of on a bed, on the ground. They were used to it for people. What was the problem? Yes? That's how they slept. So what? 100, 200 years ago, many people would heat themselves up with a fire. Everything changed in the last 100 years. Today you have to have an AC system, you have to have heating, cooling, you have to have air conditioning. Friends, we need to understand. We need to learn from the books only what has to do with us. And the more we carry out these actions that are demanded of us, we will understand more what was before too. And if without spiritual attainment we will want to know what was before, then it's just science that we will always have no benefit in or true benefit in this attainment. Let's try to attain creation from within, from its heart, from the actual internality of it, and then we will know why everything spins and why everything is going around in the thousand different manners of what happens there and how the Creator makes it. That's why we're continuing onwards, and all the questions, write them down, and you will see how they get their answers along their way. Please, Oren.
Item 12. Yet, it seems we must question their words. After all, we have found a few students whose practice in Torah did not help them to come to Lishma through the light in it. Indeed, practicing Torah and mitzvot lo lishma means that one believes in the Creator, in the Torah, and in reward and punishment, and engages in the Torah because the Creator commanded the engagement, but associates his own pleasure with bringing contentment to his Maker. If, after all one's trouble in the practice of Torah and Mitzvot, he will learn that no pleasure and or personal benefit came to him through this great exertion and strain, he will regret having made all his efforts. This is because, from the very beginning, he has misled himself, thinking that he too would enjoy this exertion. This is called lolishma.
Look at this precise and beautiful definition he's giving us here. If you prepare, if you await, if you want something good to come out of your work, that's considered lolishma. It's considered in order to receive. This is considered the ego.
Therefore, our sages permitted the beginning of the practice in Torah and Mitzvot, also lolishma, since from lolishma one comes to lishma.
Meaning everyone can come to the study, everyone can start using the means, and everyone has an open path to reach lishma, meaning to rise above our egos, to feel our egos as not being ours. Because according to the words, we seem to have to lose ourselves or whatnot. Altogether, we need to disconnect from our egoistic nature. We have another nature in addition. as there is a godly part within us. And it we need to reveal and adhere to. Yes?
However, there is no doubt that if this student has not been rewarded with faith in the Creator and His law, but still has doubts, it is not about him that our sages said, from lo lishma he will come to lishma. It is not about him that they said that by engaging in it, the light in it reforms them. This is so because the light in the Torah only shines to those with faith. Moreover, the measure of that light is as the measure of the force of one's faith. We don't hear?
Meaning the light of the Torah shines to a person only when a person prepares himself in the light of faith to receive the light of Torah to correct himself. The light of Torah is the light of Chochmah. And the light of faith is the light of Chasadim. Hence, we need to prepare ourselves in the light of Chasadim in order for the light of Chochmah to shine on us, clothe on the light of Chochmah and correct us. What is the light of Chasadim for us? The desire to bestow, the desire to give, the desire to rise up above oneself, to integrate in the group, in the ten, to bestow to others, to come to others, meaning all our even smallest inclinations that we want to emerge out of ourselves towards the others. In that tendency, we open the opportunity for the upper light to begin to work on us. In us. Yes.
Yet, to those without faith, it is the opposite. As it is written, to the left leaning in it, a potion of death. For they receive darkness from the Torah and their eyes darken.
Questions?
Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
Rav, מה זה אומר להסלים בתורה, מה שנאמר בסוף הקטע?
Rav, what does it mean to escalate in the Torah, or how it was said in the end of the excerpt? What is that?
Is there a synonym to that word?
For those who are left-leaning, sorry, those who walk on the left line. So what does it mean to walk on the left line in the Torah?
Where is the verse that you're having difficulty with? But for those who don't have faith, it's the opposite. It's written, those leaning to the left, it's a potion of death. Meaning they receive darkness from the Torah and their eyes are darkened. Why? Because that's how they do it. They don't take the Torah to the right to bestow, but to the left to reception. And you can see this around you. There are many such examples. If I could ask another question about these many examples around us, you always said how Rabash would say that religious people don't have the left line. Rav, I don't hear that, and I don't want to hear. And if you say one more word about that, I won't let you ask ever. If you still don't know what we need to do, then that's it, we're done. And you've disqualified yourself.
22.
Can you tell me, please, those who learn Lo Lishma, do they stumble upon this question of what the meaning of my life is? Rav, ask yourself.
P10.
P10. PT 10. What are doubts? One who lives in doubts. Who's he talking about? In doubts, in all forms of doubts. The main thing is whether to go or not to go in Lishma, or in Lishma, or in Lo Lishma, and in order to bestow above reason. That's one's doubts. It's not other doubts.
PT 27.
PT 27. In the previous verse, it's written that the reforming, the light in the Torah does not shine but those who are in faith. Yes, in accordance to the extent of faith. Okay, we learned that faith and the wisdom of Kabbalah is bestowal. So I'm saying if I had faith, if I had bestowal, I wouldn't need the light. It has to do with the extent in which you yearn for it. As much as you yearn for it. So we can understand that if there's a deficiency for faith, that's where the light operates, not somewhere else. But also there, where there is, it's not even enough. But the tendency for bestowal. PT 32. I didn't understand from the writing what work is in Lo Lishma that purifies us in Lishma and what work doesn't purify us in Lishma. Rav, the work in Lo Lishma where we have yet to come to in order to bestow is all the work that we need to bring us to the reforming light. And the main thing is the connection in the ten. PT 25. Oh, there's no question already. United VG3. United VG3. The more we invest efforts in the 10 under the influence of the reforming light, such the klipot of the ego are purified more. Rav, what's the question? The faster a person comes, the faster he gets to above reason. What is the question? The more we invest efforts in the 10 under the influence of the light, the reforming light, such a person gets faster to Lishma? Rav, correct. Italy 4.
Buongiorno Rav, che cosa significa che la Torah viene accettata soltanto in fede, altrimenti viene percepita come oscurità?
What's the meaning that the Torah is received only in faith, and if not, it's considered darkness? Faith is considered bestowal. From the first restriction where we learned that was in Ein Sof, without there being bestowal from the side of Malchut, from the side of the lower one, it couldn't be that the light will shine in the first nine, but rather there will be darkness. As in this darkness, Malchut feels only itself. When Malchut feels only itself, it feels this world only. That's what we feel. We're living in darkness. No more. And then we don't understand anything, we don't know anything, we have no contact with the upper force, nothing. Now, what does Malchut do if it does upon itself in order to feel in it, in the darkness, restriction? And we say that it goes to receive the qualities of Bina, the upper quality of bestowal upon the quality of the reception that's in her, then in such a way, she already raises herself above the degree of Malchut to the degree of Binah, to the degree of bestowal, and begins accordingly to exist in the world of the Creator, in the first nine. That's what happens. That is our work.
Latin 6. El concepto de lo lishma puede relacionarse con olam haseh, este mundo.
Does the concept of lo lishma, is it attributed or connected to this world? And lo lishma, no. Lo lishma is not of this world. This world is nothing. It's everyone similar to beasts. Whoever comes to the wisdom of Kabbalah and wants to learn, to begin to learn, starts to understand that he's there and he needs to rise to the desire to bestow. And then he goes and tries to be in the desire to bestow. Then he rises above the will to receive slowly, and then he comes from Malchut to Bina, meaning to intentions in order to bestow. He remains in his will to receive in Malchut, but his intentions are in order to bestow. And that's already called Lishma, where he's working not in order to receive in the Malchut, but for the sake of the Creator, for the sake of others. That is how we advance. Is that okay? Good. Thank you. Moscow 6.
Rafa, как десятка себя должна готовить, чтобы во время учебы получить свет возвращающих источников?
How does the ten need to prepare itself so that during the study they will receive the reforming light? In order to receive the reforming light, the ten needs to be connected as much as possible to the concept of one, like the light that is one. Therefore, as much as we try to be in one, accordingly, we are closer to the light. PT 6. Why is it difficult to hear that nothing will come out of this business? And can I even stop that expectation? As I always expect that something will come out of this. If I was you, I would just leave. Yes, for what? I told you this in the past too, many times. Yes, for what? Leave. You're sitting and constantly cursing and constantly in doubts. It's not the way of work. It's not our way of work. Are you coming in order to bestow? So what are you asking? What can I do? What will I get from this? What will I have? You're coming in order to bestow, in order to give. Is that right or not? I don't hear. Yes, yes. So what are you asking? I'm asking kind of, there's nothing to ask. So your work is, it's unidirectional, outwards, as much as possible, without checking what happens, without examining what happens in return. Bestow to the whole world, bestow to the ten, bestow to everyone. That's it. But he always comes and asks, if there's but, against that but you need to battle. Then it will be closer to bestowal. Besides that, if you're already amongst us, then certainly you have a place. But not in such a way that you're asking. You need to just ask, where else can I bestow? That's it, right. Put your hands up and let's go. Excellent. And succeed. Well, Oren, what are we doing? Oh, we have Toronto. Toronto, it's probably not Toronto, but it's my friend, yes. Yes, yes, well.
Ты уже в Торонто?
I'm already in Toronto.
Десятки. Скажите, вот когда мы работаем...
In Vancouver there is no tens. Tell me, please, when we work with our intentions to rise to bestow, to a state of bina, we're working with our intention. We're asking, do we need to take into account working with the intentions of the friends? We are working with our intention, which is completely included, built, made up of the intentions of the friends. Certainly. And our intention is only in the foundation of the intentions of the friends, as my intention is only to connect their intentions and to make of them, like from the first nine, the form of my partsuf. Did you understand, Vancouver? Think about it. Okay. PT-25. I was contemplating how to ask. Is it right to say that only when a person is in perfection and in joy in the work, only then you could say that he's already in lolishma that leads to lishma? Joy is a result of this good spiritual state. It could be that it's not yet the truth, really, but it's a good sign. But according to what's written here, if he has certain contemplations or doubts and he's feeling some toil in this, then he expects maybe something in the future, then he's already not in perfection, and then he's not in lolishma that brings to lishma. Correct, because to be in lishma is to be in the clouds, to be in upliftment. There's no disturbances. If you have disturbances, that's a sign that you're in lolishma. In lolishma that leads to lishma? It could be, but to be in lishma is to be in a state where you're truly blossoming, hovering in the air. Just to talk about the lishma, what's the feeling lolishma that leads to lishma? What's that feeling? You want to rise above all your disturbances, and you feel all those disturbances not as disturbances, but as ones that help you rise above them. It's like air. How can you fly when you have wings, but how can you fly if there's no air? You fly specifically because of the resistance of the air to you. When you fly like this, yes, with the wings, because the air resists. But thanks to that, you fly. That's why this work of rising above reason to faith above reason needs specifically to be this, where we feel these disturbances, but the beneficial disturbances, we bless for them. Meaning you already feel the direction of lishma, and you're already in a state that he's going forward in joy, he's continuing forward, even though he has disturbances. When you begin to receive these disturbances, not as disturbances, but as an integral part of your state, then you're already in lishma. Not from lo lishma to reach lishma, but in lishma already. What will we do, Oren? I see that this matter of lishma and lo lishma is being perceived strong between us. I didn't think that we would go that deep in the introduction of the study of Ten Sefirot in this, but you see. And why did I say that we would not study today the excerpts in lo lishma and lishma? We had always in the beginning of the lesson. I thought maybe it's enough, maybe it's too much, maybe people are not quite in this. But you see, again, like it or not, we come into this. It's a very good sign, friends. It's a very good sign that we are on the right way, and that you already from within can't leave this matter, but you're already on this path, on this trail. I'm very happy that with what's happening today. Good. So what should we do? Oh, we have Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv 1.
Thank you, Rav. Can we say that Lo Lishma is a concealment and Lishma is revelation?
Yes, relatively. Also, Lo Lishma is already relative revelation. I know that I'm still in my ego, but I know and I see the opening of how to come out of it, and I operate in this towards this opening, towards the exit.
PT 26.
PT 26.
My question is whether going in one way street, does that mean above reason?
Not exactly. You still need to scrutinize more of what it is. Latin 7.
La pregunta es, en realidad hay dos preguntas. La primera es,
question, actually we have two. The question is, this desire or yearning to rise to the quality of Bina, can this be an egoistic desire, the desire to rise to the degree of Bina?
Of course, in the beginning it's egoistical. It's called to bestow in order to receive, until slowly, slowly, nevertheless, the light comes, corrects it. And we are all coming this way. We're all born from the klipa, from all the problems, until one purifies himself and sees that he's not okay and that you need to ask for other things. He slowly, slowly receives by the reforming light new values. As the value of bestowal becomes higher, more and more, and that's how he advances. Clear? Mach VG
3.
Hello, Rav. How can I feel the intentions of the friends? How can I connect them?
Only in the group. You need to try in the group and to feel that you're constantly being drawn towards it. All the time. I can't without it. It's like a mother that is constantly feeling it herself and wanting to be with the baby all the time, although she goes to the store, to work, to some other places that are necessary. Otherwise, she wouldn't leave him. So, this is how we need to be towards the group. Truly so.
Moscow free.
Доброе утро, учитель. Продолжаю вопрос товарища. Когда я стремлюсь собрать...
Good morning, teacher. I continue the friend's question. When I wish to collect all the friend's intentions, is that Lishma? Is that the main work of Lishma?
The question is, why do you want to collect all their intentions? Do you understand? That's still that action of collecting all the intentions doesn't say a thing yet. What do you want to do with them? Do you think that in the result of collecting all these intentions, you're doing a favor to them and to, through them to the Creator? Check that.
I examine myself and I see that my intentions are...
Then ask the Creator to correct. Ask the Creator to correct it. What's the problem? What does the Creator exist for? In order to correct. He's doing this work. All that is wanted from us is to invite the work. The one who works is the Creator. It's called the Creator's work. Our work is just to discover His place of work and to ask Him to do it. You understand that here it's like you're deciding. You're saying this and this and this and this. I'm asking this. I want you to do this and that. And he does it. And then by that, you understand his work. You see all of reality and how it's cascading and corrected and how it's connected to one thing and another. And you come to a state in which you know all of creation and the Creator. And you kind of are higher. You manage him. That's what he wants. He wants to raise you on his hands. Okay.
The joy is the result of the work Lishma. Is it correct to say that sorrow is the result of the work of Lolishma? Failure, inability?
So what if I failed? Why should I be sorrowful of that? You cannot, it's not possible to not fail. 1,000 times a righteous will fall and rise again. I will have 1,000 failures and successes and failures and successes and never in success right away. Never. Because otherwise we don't understand the work in a complete manner.
A person in Lo Lishma and in concealment, what holds him on the path? What is this power?
The society. Kiev 1.
The path from Lo Lishma to Lishma. Is there a way to do this as one spiritual action, let's say prayer?
No. How could you? This has to be a diversified, complex work. I, with the group, connect together in order to be in the study together, in order to be in mutual bestowal together, in order to be in dissemination together, in order to sustain all the rest of the environment, because we as a 10 need the environment from the outside. I need the group. I need the 10. But for the 10 to be strong, it also needs to be with 10s on the outside. And then it turns out that inevitably we need many actions so that from these actions we will be able to, how should we say this? We would be able to give the true prayer to the Creator. It will come on its own from our efforts. Well, and we already will do PT 31.
Is it correct to say that the more a 10 is in Lo Lishma, it engages with friends, feeling insulted, disappointed, misunderstood?
Of course we have to engage in this, but I don't understand what it means that friends are hurt. Well, disappointed I can understand. That's along the way, that comes on purpose from above, but that they feel their feelings got hurt. What are they, in kindergarten? Novosibirsk.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Такой вопрос. Вот он пишет, что сочетает самонаслаждение.
Hello, Rav. He writes that one combines self-pleasure with bringing contentment to the Creator. In Lo Lishma, are there higher degrees? How does it work, this combination?
That you will see later from your actions in the practice of it. That's it. All the rest are Where are we, Olin? We're in item 13.
We are in item 13. Sages have already presented a nice allegory about this matter regarding the verse, "Woe unto you who desire the day of the Lord. Why do you need the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light." There's an allegory about a rooster and a bat that were awaiting the light. The rooster said to the bat, I await the light, for the light is mine. But you, why do you need the light? Clearly,
meaning there are those that are like a bat who don't need light. They don't feel, they don't have a point in the heart. And that's why they don't need it. But they yearn for it to have it. Why not? They attribute themselves to the Torah, even though they don't demand the Torah of light. But just study, we'll say. And that's how it is. So the rooster says, I expect the light of the morning. And it says to the bat, what do you need the light for? It doesn't shine to you. Actually, in the light, you don't see well. It's clear.
Clearly, those students who were not endowed with coming from Lo Lishma to Lishma due to their lack of faith, and therefore did not receive any light from the Torah, will therefore walk in darkness and shall die without wisdom.
Again, that verse.
Clearly, those students who were not endowed with coming from Lo Lishma to Lishma due to their lack of faith and therefore did not receive any light from the Torah will therefore walk in darkness and shall die without wisdom.
Meaning we need to first receive the reforming light, which leads us to faith, and then through the faith we can learn the Torah and receive the light of the Torah. In other words, we already learned we need the light of chasadim, the light of bestowal, within which we will already know how to build the vessel of reception. Next.
But those who were imparted complete faith are guaranteed in the words of our sages that because they engage in the Torah, even Lo Lishma, the light in it reforms them. They will be imparted the Torah Lishma, which brings a happy and good life in this world and in the next world, even without the prior affliction and sorrowful life. It is said about them that the verse says, then shall you delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride upon the high places of the earth.
Questions about what we read just now? PT6.
Rav, it is said here, clearly, those students who were not endowed with coming from Lo Lishma to Lishma due to their lack of faith.
Yes.
Now, it's clear to me right now that I'm not in bestowal and I lack faith. How do I move forward, nevertheless? I can't understand this.
I need to start from zero with you?
No, but like he writes here, he says they are devoid of faith and they received no light from the Torah.
I am certain that on these lines that we're reading, many people, many of our friends, maybe all of our friends, feel that they are still not inside this business of Lishma. and are not certain that they're in the process that from which, from lolishma they will come to lishma. So what? So we try. You have a 10. Answer.
Yes, of course.
Well, I'm not sure about that being certain.
Yeah, I'm saying of course, for sure. Yes, we meet 3 times a day and everything.
That doesn't mean anything that you're meeting 3 times a day, even 10 times a day. What does it mean that you're in a 10? If you really feel that you and them are constantly working on being in one desire, is it so?
Yes, I think so. I think so. I'm just saying, what is the measurement here of faith, yes or no? It's clear to me that I'm not in bestowal now. It's not a question to me. I don't think I'm in bestowal or feel so.
Then it's missing. Okay. Then you need to incorporate in your 10 in order to receive the force of bestowal, so you will see yourself as the bestower upon them in a truly active manner. In such a way, you will advance. And that's how it is with everyone. Item 13?
13?
Yes, we're going back.
Okay. Sages have already presented a nice allegory about this matter regarding the verse, "Woe unto you who desire the day of the Lord." Why do you need the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light. There's an allegory about a rooster and a bat that were awaiting the light. The rooster said to the bat, "I await the light, for the light is mine. But you, why do you need the light?" Clearly, those students who were not endowed with coming from lolishma to lishma due to their lack of faith and therefore did not receive any light from the Torah will therefore walk in darkness and shall die without wisdom.
וימותו ולא בחוכמה. אבל אותם שזכו לאמונה שלמה.
But those who were imparted complete faith are guaranteed, in the words of our sages, that because they engage in the Torah even lo lishma, the light in it reforms them. They will be imparted the Torah lishma, which brings a happy and good life in this world and in the next world, even without the prior affliction and sorrowful life. It is said about them that the verse says, "Then shall you delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride upon the high places of the earth."
אני הייתי ממשיך הלאה.
I would continue onwards. It's good that you're in questions, but let's see what Baal HaSulam explains onwards here. Because he's not leaving this question. This is the main question in the whole of the wisdom of Kabbalah and this whole life of ours here. This is the main question, where we already understand what the goal that we need to reach is. We understand that we're not in this goal, in this purpose, and we understand that we need to receive some upper light, some reforming light that will lead us from this current state to the degree of the goal. We don't yet attain this upper purpose, which will do this action for us. What do we do? This is all clear to us. So let's see how he continues here. Item 14.
Concerning such item 14, concerning such a matter as the above, I once interpreted the saying of our sages, "He whose Torah is his trade." The measure of his faith is apparent in his practice of Torah, because the letters of the words Umanuto, his trade, are the same in Hebrew as the letters of the word emunato, his faith. It's like a person who trusts his friend and lends him money. He may trust him with a pound, but if he asks him for 2 pounds, he will refuse to lend him. He might also trust him with 100 pounds, but not more. Also, he must trust him enough to lend him half his possessions, but not all his possessions. Finally, he must trust him with all his possessions without a hint of fear. This last faith is considered complete faith, and the previous forms are considered incomplete faith. Rather, it is partial faith, whether more or less. Similarly, one allots oneself only an hour a day to practice Torah and work out of the measure of his faith in the Creator. Another allots 2 hours, according to the measure of his faith in the Creator. The third does not neglect even a single moment of his free time without engaging in Torah and mitzvot, Torah and work. Thus, only the faith of the last one is complete, since he trusts the Creator with all his possessions. The previous ones, however, their faith is still incomplete.
אנחנו לא שומעים אותך רב.
זה מה שהוא אומר לנו בקשר לגודל האמונה.
This is what he tells us about the extent of the faith, how much we need this light to shine upon us and bring us the force of bestowal and faith to rule in us, and then we will advance. In this we will leave this introduction, so it will kind of establish inside us and stabilize in us till tomorrow. You can read and hear if you can, and we will repeat it tomorrow. For the time being, we are going to move to the next part.
Rav, what item do you want to read tomorrow?
I think from the rooster.
All right, so 13, great. Let's move to the next part and sing a song first.
There's a flame, a light in our hearts, guiding us through the pain. Years of chasing after the wind, but the treasures of life are hidden within. The answer will come down from above, piecing all of the world in one vision of love. And from our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one in the rhythm of life. And from our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one in the rhythm of love. Melody rises with the sun, from the silence it came and calls everyone. United here we stand with one voice, a time to give thanks, a time to rejoice. Everything is clear to see, and the walls are no more between them and me. Together in this ocean of love, in the depths of the heart, united as one. As one.